This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
One of my favorite cybersecurity purple team guru, white hat hacker experts is in the room, sitting in the hot seat, Matthew Hickey. Guess what? He is from England, but he's decided to help us stop the hackers here in the United States. Welcome to America.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me on your show today.
So you heard that we're just being breached so much, you just decided to come over the pond and fix this problem.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of technology debt here in the US in terms of the way that central government systems were set up, public services were set up. You know, a lot of the technology that's used here exhibits a lot of the same problems that we've seen in the UK as well. So we thought we would bring the same sort of security methodologies and mindsets that we've had a lot of success with in the UK and apply those over here in the American market as well.
I've heard that your company, Hacker House, has combined the knowledge of red team, pen testing, blue team, got a patch, got a fix, dealing with vulnerabilities, into the most hands-on training program out there. What's the training program called? Where do our viewers find it?
So we have an on-demand learning management system. So we do hands-on hacking, it's called. It's hands-on hacking is an on-demand training portal whereby we teach system defenders the tool sets and skills of their adversary by getting their hands dirty, by actually showing them how to breach networks, how to actually compromise systems, and get a full better picture of both you know, where their company sits on the defense side of things, but also on the offense side of things by continuously testing their own systems and networks, skilling up their own teams, allows us to basically, you know, educate people more effectively because they're able to see where the problems are instead of just, you know, trying to divulge it from a report. It's a lot more kind of easier to explain to someone where there's a vulnerability when they can actually see the impact of that from a business side of view. And that's kind of what we do really at Hacker House. We're big on knowledge transfer, big on skills development, and empowering people through understanding how computer hacking functions and works so that they can build more resilient businesses.
So in 1 week on your portal, let's say I'm the CISO of, Capital One, and I've had a breach.
Great example. Yep.
And I've got 30 employees who are supposed to be on my red team and 25 on my blue team. Could I put, you know, 55 employees through your portal, and a week later they have the skills they need to work together better and to stop these breaches from happening?
Yes, exactly. So we've had a number of clients from Fortune 500s and you know, automotive industry and places like that where they would use their security budget for training to build up in-house skills so that they can do more structured long-term exercises you know, mandated by a company that are not then constrained by the costs of external contractors. So by skilling up and having a team there, they can, you know, go away and they say, okay, we're going to focus on DNS. You know, you're talking big companies, big organizations. They don't often know all of the systems that they have hanging out there on the network perimeter, and they're sometimes struggling to get a handle on, you know, what is even there, not alone, you know, is it vulnerable to attacks or not. So by teaching people how to utilize the skills that I as an attacker use to identify where there are gaps in the network, where there are missing you know, patches, where people are making, you know, common mistakes, weak passwords, things like that, we basically train companies to be more hands-on, doing that proactively, so that they're not caught like Capital One, you know, with a exposed S3 bucket that's, you know, taken with credentials and things like that. They're more proactively aware, so they're continuously putting their own systems against, you know, their own team's assessment techniques, and you know, that builds better defenses essentially to be able to, you know, spend more time on a problem. And you know, the employees who are leveraging this, and the teams who are leveraging this, people who are taking this knowledge and then putting it back out into the workforce, has said it's been really effective for them because they found that you know, they're not doing a week long pen test on a very complicated web app stack. You know, they've got a guy who's working year round for them around the clock as part of his duties, continuously pen testing those kinds of applications. So
without bragging about what you do, let me just give you an example. I need to hire someone who's super skilled at hacking to teach me where my weaknesses are. So maybe I call up a company and I get someone like a Kevin Mitnick for $100,000 to visit and spend a week. But for under $2,000, I could train an employee with your portal to be pretty much as good as someone of that caliber to find those same weaknesses.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily argue about the quality of the test. A lot of people say that the strength of a pen test is in the quality of the reporting, but it's more about understanding the mindset and techniques of the adversary. So being able to actually simulate and mimic what the threats are, you can effectively get a very consistent understanding of what your risks are by being able to understand the tools. The thing about having a Kevin Mitnick that's 100,000 to bring in and test your network, that's great. It's a very talented skill. But technology today, you only need one clever person like Kevin Mitnick, and then everyone else can just download that person's program or make use of that person's tool. And it's the same kind of thing that we're seeing now with hacking, really, is that it's much more easier for people to be able to take these tools, to take this information, to get that data from their network. And it's mostly about translating that back to the business. Is this a vulnerability? Is this something I should be concerned about? Well, how do you know? Most companies have no idea how hackers break into networks because they're not computer hackers. So by teaching them how to be computer hackers, we're showing them the things that they need to care about, like which doors to lock, which windows to lock, much like you would secure your house by, because that if I leave the back window unlocked, maybe someone can sneak in through it. Same kind of concept with computer security. If you're not understanding where those risks are, then it can be difficult to give people that understanding of the vulnerabilities, etc.
Very few people in, let's say, in corporate physical security ever want to be trained to be a locksmith. Mm-hmm. Yet the burglar who gets in knows how to pick locks. So in your case, you're saying, look, we're going to train you the black hat techniques, mm-hmm. because you're going to be exploited by black hats. And this mm-hmm. is, to me, this is a rare thing. So I just want to thank you for another wonderful hot seat interview. I think last time was in London.
Yeah.
And here you are over the pond helping Americans, which we need.
Yep, I'm now in the US. I've been in the US for about a year now. It's a wonderful country. I love it here. So
thank you so much.
Looking forward to spend more time here. So thank you very much for having me on
the show. I think it's an honor. And what we'll do is we'll send our visitors to hacker.house. Keep an eye out, visit the site, sign up for some of this enterprise purple teaming training, which you're never going to get anywhere else, especially for the price and the ability to get it done in a week. I haven't seen anything like it in the market. And if you don't, when you get breached, you're going to say, I should have learned from hacker.house. So get there, sign up, do it ASAP, and then keep an eye out for their hostile, pretty cool next-gen pen testing tools, and the book, and some other cool things coming your way.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.